This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton.
There's no place in America. There's too much violence, political violence, too much hatred, too much vitriol.
That's U.S. President Joe Biden responding to Friday's attack on the husband of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. His attacker now faces charges of attempted homicide. AP's Sagar Magani has more.
San Francisco Police Chief Bill Scott says officers were called to the Pelosi home early this morning for a welfare check, and they found Paul Pelosi and another man both holding a hammer.
The suspect pulled the hammer away from Ms. Pelosi and violently assaulted him with it.
Sources say the 82-year-old Pelosi suffered blunt force injuries and was hospitalized. Scott says David DePepe was taken into custody, and while his motive is unclear, a source says the intruder had broken into the home looking for Nancy Pelosi, shouting, "Where is Nancy?" A chilling echo of the Capitol insurrection.
Nancy!
Where rioters roamed the hall searching for the Democratic leader. She was here in Washington this morning and not in the home during the attack. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Friday that 4 million people across Ukraine have been hit by power cuts due to Russia's bombing campaign. Officials in Kyiv warned of unprecedented outages in the future. Zelensky spoke hours after Russia said it had completed its call-up of 300,000 reservists to fight in Ukraine. The United States, meanwhile, announced fresh military aid to Kyiv, in part because of Russia's attacks on the country's civilian infrastructure. From Washington, this is VOA News. The British government said on Friday it would call elections in Northern Ireland within 12 weeks after UK and local lawmakers failed to resolve a standoff over post-Brexit trade rules. Northern Ireland Secretary Chris Heaton-Harris confirmed that talks with the political parties of Northern Ireland had not yielded a breakthrough ahead of a Friday deadline. Colombia's human rights ombudsman said Friday that more than 150 community leaders and rights defenders were murdered in Colombia in the first 9 months of this year. That's significantly higher than the 109 murders reported for the same period last year. The toll includes 32 representatives of indigenous peoples. Colombia has seen a recent resurgence of violence since the signing of a peace deal with the FARC guerrilla group in 2016. Ended 5 decades of civil conflict. An internal review by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security shows DHS officials under then-President Donald Trump compiled dossiers on people arrested in 2020 at Black Lives Matter protests in Portland, Oregon. AP correspondent Norman Hall.
According to the redacted 76-page internal review, the Office of Intelligence and Analysis deployed militarized agents against people protesting police abuses in the wake of the police killing of George Floyd. According to the report, some DHS analysts voiced concerns over the legality of collecting intelligence on protesters arrested for infractions having little or no connection to domestic terrorism. Some employees reportedly refused to participate. Oregon Senator Ron Wyden, who obtained the report, says political DHS officials spied on Oregonians exercising First Amendment rights and justified it with conspiracy theories. I'm Norman Hall.
Climate change is threatening a culture on an island in Alaska. AP's Ed Donahue has more.
Sheshmerep, Alaska is located near the Arctic Circle and is home to about 600 people. Glaciologist Jason Gleck says the island is shrinking.
The villages are getting closer and closer to the ocean to the point where waves are breaking through the communities when there's a big storm coming in.
Alfred Ningulik has lived on Sheshmerep his entire life. Because of climate change, he has voted to relocate off the island.
We as humans were try our best to save it, but it's not going to be enough.
But the cost of relocating is high. Young mom Molly Snell worries about the safety of her children.
It's kind of heartbreaking just to know that they won't be able to live the life I did when I was a kid, because it won't be here.
Snell hopes they do relocate from Sheshmerep before a storm forces them to evacuate. I'm Ed Donahue.
Rock and roll pioneer Jerry Lee Lewis has died at 87. He's known for hits such as Great Balls of Fire and Whole Lotta Shakin' Goin' On. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA.